On January 11, 1907, Marie Langdon braved sub-zero temperatures and deep snow to help her neighbors.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Langdon, 20, and her husband had settled in thickly forested wilderness several miles from the town of Telma in Washington's Cascade Mountains. The nearest neighbors, Charles and Sophie Jacques, lived with their three children 3/4 of a mile away. The previous day, the two men had hiked into town for supplies, but severe weather prevented their return. Early that frigid morning, the stove fire in the Jacques cabin burned out of control. Gathering her children, 4, 2, and 7 months, Jacques fled the burning cabin. The barefoot, thinly dressed family started through 6-foot-deep snowdrifts toward the Langdon cabin. When her 2-year-old daughter refused to go further, Jacques removed her own skirt, bundled it around the girl, and plunged on with her other children. Hearing their cries, Langdon rushed outside without snowshoes and pushed some 200 yards through the deep snow to them. After bringing the baby back to the cabin, followed by Jacques, Langdon went back out and brought in the 4-year-old boy. She set out a third time, trudging over 1/2 mile before she found the girl dead in the snow. Still, Langdon had saved 3 lives, and her efforts made her a hero.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.